Time to bring in Mike Cozzi and time to check sports. Morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
All right, number one golf story today. Tiger Woods earned his 82nd PGA Tour victory. It now puts him tied with Sam Snead for the most wins ever on the PGA Tour, 82. Hello. Hello. I thought that was a big story in sports. No? All right. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. We'll go on to baseball. The Houston Astros flexing their muscles. Their muscles, I say.
Anything happened on the way to Washington. The Astros showed up.
They found their bats. three in a row, and they're going to win the fourth one.
It's three in a row, and they've outscored them. I think it's 19-3.
Yeah, they had the fuse, as a teacher used to say to me back in high school. Somebody light a fuse under his, and they got their fuse lit, obviously, after those first two games, because they've played darn near perfect baseball since then.
Yeah, they're playing real, real well. And last night, with the incident that happened with Scherzer, it doesn't smell right to me. In my opinion, and I could be 100% wrong, I think they didn't want to match Scherzer up against Cole, because if they wasted Scherzer against Cole and lost, they're doomed. So now they go back to Houston down 3-2, but they still have two big bullets in the gun. They got Scherzer and they have Strasburg ready to go. So they're not dead yet, because they got their two aces lined up for two games that obviously they have to win. Verlander has never won a postseason game in a World Series. And then if Verlander gets beat tomorrow night, then you're looking at Greinke in a Game 7 matched up against Scherzer. Advantage Washington. You know, sometimes the matchups is what you have to do. And you see that in lesser ball. I mean, you see it in college a lot. When a team has one ace, and if they line up their ace against a better team, against their best pitcher, well, there's a chance you might win, but you're probably not. But if you line up that ace against a lesser pitcher, there's a better chance you win. Because I heard yesterday that Scherzer was pitching, and then all of a sudden he had a bad neck. And then as you're watching the game, they're saying that he had this bad neck the day before, which nothing was even said about it. So it's just too many contradictions there. I think Washington tried to match up like, okay, we're probably not going to beat Cole, so let's put our two big aces back-to-back in Game 6 and 7, even though we're down 3-2. We might have a better shot than wasting one of them against Cole. That's my opinion. Yeah, I don't know if it's right or not, but I think that was Washington's thought, that that's the best way that they can win.
Well, it's a smart thought. The only thing that I say is that when Houston gets on a roll like they are now, and then they get to go home, it's even tougher to beat them. It really is. They are something at home. What they have? I don't know. They're just some ridiculous record at home.
They lost their first two games at home against Scherzer and Strasburg.
I just don't think they're, for some reason, psychologically, they were ready to play.
I'm not saying it's going to work. Yeah. I'm just thinking that that's what Washington may be thinking is their only shot.
All right. So then the next time they play will be what?
Tomorrow night.
Okay. We'll see what happens there. All right.
It's indoors, so it don't matter if it rains or not. Yeah.
How do we do in our picks?
You went 2-1. You won with Green Bay, New England, lost with Buffalo, and I won with Seattle, Detroit, and Green Bay. So I'm 29-11, and you're 25-15.
All right.
And I already wrote you in for Pittsburgh tonight.
Yeah, it's got to be Pittsburgh against Miami. It has to be. Absolutely has to be. I'll tell you what, though. I am very surprised at how good Green Bay looks this year.
I'm very surprised at how good the 49ers look this year.
They're the best team in the league right now.
They're the two best teams in the NFC, the Packers and the 49ers, and they played down the road about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So the 49ers are just destroying people.
But it's good, you know, it's good to see the 49ers back to playing good football. Just something about those years that they were playing lousy football. Maybe it's because we were spoiled all those years that we had Theismann and what's his name running that clay. You know, it's just good to see.
Theismann.
Not Theismann. What's his name?
Montana Young.
Yeah, it's good to see. It's good to see a standard bearer of the league back playing good football.
Well, they had their chance with Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Who kept Kaepernick in check. And there was the clash between the GM and Harbaugh, and they let Harbaugh go, and they haven't never rebounded until now. So, see how long this stays.
And, of course, it's always good to see Green Bay playing good because they're one of the mainstays of the league. And it's a small market team. And
Green Bay's been real consistent for the last 20 years.
Yeah. Except for last year, so it's good to see them back. All right, and the Giants lost like the Giants lost, but I'm sorry. I like the fact that I think this kid in his first year with the Giants is doing a great job. I think he's making rookie mistakes. He's making some dumb mistakes, but when you look at him and you look at that guy that Washington drafted, and you look at a few other the other quarterbacks drafted, this kid is light years ahead of them the way he's playing. I'm sorry, I think he's got a decent future as a journeyman quarterback, a Phil Simms type of quarterback, not a superstar or anything like that, but just that's he shows he's got the bones to play, I think, in the league.
I haven't seen him that much. I seen him for a little while yesterday. He threw a lateral that was picked up for a touchdown. I didn't see too much after that.
That was his only mistake. I mean,
I saw. I didn't see anything else. I can't say.
He threw four nice touchdown passes. They got behind by 17 points again. He brought them back to within the 5 points, but they just couldn't get the ball back. I mean, he's going to be fine. They're going to be fine with him. Like I said, he's going to be more like the Phil Simms type of quarterback as long as he stays healthy. So. And the Jets, they're just, I mean, I watched portions of that game. Gosh.
They're inept.
Hey, and how good do Giant fans feel? Now, you don't wish bad on somebody, but would you rather be if you're going to be on a 2-6 team, would you rather be on a 2-6 team in New York or Cleveland?
2-6 is 2-6. It don't matter where you are.
I don't know. I'm think the grass is greener. Odell Beckham, you know, guess what? The grass isn't greener.
2-6 is 2-6.
Yeah, but still, the grass is not greener. You know, he thought he was teaming up with his buddies. He thought it was going to be like the NBA where they get to pick their teams and they win championships.
Well, he don't care. He gets paid. He don't care. He gets his check every week.
He does.
He cares he's 2-6? Think he cares he's 2-6?
No, you don't. That's the problem with him. That's the problem.
It's not only him. It's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Now, you got him. And then you got a story that came out over the weekend about Warrick Dunn. Remember Warrick Dunn?
Yeah.
Now, he's a kid whose mother was shot and killed as a police officer when he was in high school. And he basically had to take over the family. And then he went to Florida State as a freshman. Well, he went on to have a pretty good career.
Yeah.
And Warrick Dunn, I think it was, just bought his 47th house for a family.
Yep.
47.
Yeah.
That should be on the headlines of every sports media of the day, but it's not. This is a kid that could have went the other way, could have done a lot of bad things. He decided he's going to be a man. He took care of his family, took care of himself, and now he's taking care of other families.
Pretty cool story.
That's the kind of person you need in sports.
Yeah, pretty cool story. Pretty cool story, no doubt about it. Anything else in sports?
Yeah, the Rangers are as bad as the Jets. They lost 7-4 last night to the Bruins. It was worse than the score indicated because the Rangers scored two quick goals near the end of the third period to make it a 6-4 game, and then Boston scored again to make it 7-4. But they were dominated right from the get-go. And I thought that the Rangers would make kind of a turn here with John Davidson as the GM, but it looks like it's going to take a lot longer to make that turn than I thought.
Yeah, it's always
terrible.
The case.
And the Bruins only lost one game so far. They lost the night before at home, and they're on a tear. I think they're 8-1.
The Bruins.
Bruins back.
The big bad
Hell
Bruins.
Champions Boston.
That's right. All right. Anything else? How did your horse racing do over the weekend?
We got scratched. The 10-horse got scratched Saturday at Keeneland. The last day of racing was a sloppy track, so we went out very silently with Keeneland. But Churchill Downs opened yesterday and the Breeders' Cups this weekend.
All right. So all in all, not too bad for you then.
No, it was all right.
Keeneland,
sorry to see Keeneland go, but kind of picked up where I left off yesterday at Churchill.
All right.